Good morning. We're continuing Chiyot and Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Amud Ches, and we finished the Klal. Just want to point out a few things. Like he mentions that he's going to come back and discuss this more later on in Klal Samach Aleph, and where he discusses the halacha of what's going to be mutter to do and not to do on Shabbos, because of Mimsu Chefsecha and Dabar Dover. There are a few of those which overlap together with this issur of doing business because of the concern of Shema Yimchak. For example, there's an issur of Skiris Parlim, hiring workers. A person cannot arrange the hiring of a worker on Shabbos. There's an issur of Skar Shabbos, receiving payment for work which was heter type of work, which is done on Shabbos, babysitting, that sort. There are rules of how that's going to be mutter and how that's going to be usur. But the direct payments, specifically for those hours of work that a person does on Shabbos, in and of itself is called Schar Shabbos, and it's going to be also to receive that payment, because in some way it approximates the process of business. There is an issur of reading Shtar Hedyotas, of reading documents, documents which are business documents, and then the Chazal asked because of the concern of business documents. They asked a reading secular literature in general because Gzeira Otter Shtar Hedyotis. And there's an issur of reading lists which a person uses for invitees for a meal, the Gzeira of Shema Yimchak. A person has a list of who's invited, a person has a list of the portion, what the different foods they're going to be serving. They might decide to rearrange the list and erase something or add something. Erase a guest is not coming, so they can figure out the portions that they need, etc. So Chazal were concerned, Shema Yimchak, and they answered reading from that list. So we have other areas of this concern of the Gzeira of Shema Yimchak creates other concerns as well, beyond the ones which are mentioned over here in Klal Lamed Ches. Most of those are going to be discussed in Klal Samach and in Klal Samach Aleph. Just mentioning this idea of reading from lists, there's a fascinating halacha. I want to share that. So Chazal made this prohibition of reading from a list because of the concern that a person might come to erase or add something onto the list, both of the names of the invitees and the names of the portions. One of the solutions how to solve that problem, a person wants to keep a track of who's coming for their meals and what they're serving. A person's having multiple guests over multiple meals, keeping track is confusing. If they do not put it as a list, it's not a one piece of paper, but it's rather it's pieces of paper for each person separate, and they keep it, let's say, in an envelope. So they write out the names, and they cut it all out, and they put it into an envelope. So now they have the first meal. They can open up, and there's a piece of paper that says Reuben, another piece of paper says Shimon, a piece of paper says Yehuda, and a piece of paper, so they know who's coming. So they have the names written over there. There is one person who's allowed to read from a list. This is a reading from a list. Is only somebody who has the authority to add or subtract. So the Balabayas or the Balazabayas who have that authority to add or subtract cannot read from the list because of the Gzeira of Shema Yimchak. However, somebody who does not have that authority, they can give this list to a guest to read, or the Shamash is allowed to read from the list. He's going and seating everybody, and he has a list of who's supposed to be seated where. He is not authorized to make changes. So there's no Gzeira Shema Yimchak or Shema Yichtav, and therefore it's mutter. There's a second reason given why the Shamash is allowed to read from the list, because Chazal were afraid to have a repetition of the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, where the Shamash invited the wrong person. He's supposed to invite Kamsa, and instead he invited Bar Kamsa, and that created the whole situation, which was the catalyst for the Churban of Yerushalayim. So to prevent that mistake happening again, we want the Shamash to invite specifically from a list where the names are written down, and he's able to make sure that he invites the correct person. So that's the second reason which is given why the Shamash is allowed to read from the list, even though other people are not permitted The first reason, again, is because he has no authority to add or subtract. And the second reason is because to prevent a repetition of an event of causing embarrassment or pain to some individual. And therefore, Chazal permitted that he could read from the list. Have a good day.